So, today's topic is going to be distractions, any type of distractions, like, it could be friends around you, relationship distractions, you know, social media distractions, it could be any distractions, you know, that keep you from, where you're going in life, you know? So, yeah. I feel like distractions can impact your life a lot of times when you're picking, when you're making decisions in your life. Like, when you're making certain decisions in your life, you have to, you know, you have to allow certain people to come in your life so you and your decision can be impacted in certain ways. Like, say if you want to take the next step into making a new business and you have to interact with other people and they start coming in your life and, you know, it started off as just you starting your business and they start to come in your life and they persuade you to, you know, you guys working together in one business instead of you. You know, I feel like you can definitely control, you have control over who comes into your life based on your decisions. And, you know, that one person can really distract you from where you could have been. It's two different type of distractions in the world. There's a good kind of distraction and there's a bad kind of distraction. But I feel like today we're mainly going to be talking about the bad distractions. So, usually, like, from my point of view, I feel like in my life, distractions come and go, especially when you know what you really want to do in life. If you're really like set in stone on your career or something that you like, you're already into already, that's the fastest way for somebody to come in your life. That's when most people come into your life, and I feel like those are the signs you need to see sometimes, you know, when it's either a bad distraction or a good distraction. Like, sometimes certain people are good for your career, and then there's people that are just good so you could give back to them when it's their time. You know, it's certain people that want to help you and want to get you up there. And then there's other people that just want to bring you down where they are, you know, and for you to show them how to get, you know, up there and leave you down. It's a lot that comes in with just protecting your energy and allowing certain people to come into your life. Because I feel like you could definitely control any and every person that comes into your life. Unless it's like a trap situation, I feel like you definitely have control. You have full control over who you let have access to your life, you know? So, yeah. It's very hard to see and I'm not talking about relationships, I'm talking about like friendships, it's very hard to see the difference between if somebody is there for you or if they're there for you themselves in friendships. Like, especially if there's somebody you've known for so long, which just has happened to me before. But if there's somebody you've known for so long and you trust them, like, with everything, you tell them everything, it's very hard to see the difference between if somebody wants to see you grow or if somebody wants to just, you know, put you up there just so they could see how you move and see how they could get up there and leave you down. Yeah, it's a lot. This topic is very, like, what's the word? It's a very open topic. It's a very varied topic. It could open up to different things, you know? So this is probably gonna be a longer episode, you know? But yeah, like I said, this is my first episode. I was very excited when I thought of the idea to start a new podcast because I feel like I already have my own blog, and I feel like when I write, a lot of people, some people just can't, you know, understand what I say, especially when I speak my mind. A lot of people cannot understand me right away unless you're vocalizing it. And I feel like this is the perfect way to vocalize how I feel or to even help people. I love to help people. I'm a very empathic person. I'm a very empathetic person. I love to help people, and I love to, you know, I love to connect to people. But yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. But yeah, back to the topic. Yeah, friendships, that's when it gets really tricky. Like, I feel like it's easier when you can see where you could see it in a relationship, but when it comes to friendships, it's kind of harder because everybody thinks, oh, you know, she would never do that to me, you know, we've been friends for this long. But people can change based on if you change. If you start getting job interviews for, you know, New York Times and stuff like that, that's when people can, you know, change their attitude, change their energy really quick. They want to start pouring more into you because they're seeing that you're pouring more into your own life. And they want to see how you got there and how they could bring you down where they are and raise themselves back up. It's a lot of people like that. And you really have to be careful who you tell your business. That's another thing. You have to be very careful and specific. And you have to trust that the person that you tell a lot of your business to is going to just keep that in. Wait, no, not keep that in. But that they're going to, they're not going to observe it or look into it. They're just gonna, you know, take it, you know, because a lot of people like to use your own problems against you. That's, you know, that's another way to bring you down, you know. They push things back into your face, and that's a way for them to manipulate you or gaslight you. to, oh, you should stop working. You've been working so hard. You know, you have to, you know, things like that. Phrases like that that bring you back down or unmotivate you. That's certain things that people say to put you back down and bring them up. And that, in that moment, that makes them look like the better person, or that makes them, you know, the bigger sister. It makes them look like, oh, I could talk to you because you just understand me. Like, I was restless and you just knew how to help me out, you know. Now I'm back on my feet and I'm gonna tell you more about my business so you could bring me back down. Yep. And the worst thing about this topic is I feel like me personally I've been through it a lot of times, and it's very hard to see until you spend time with yourself. I've been spending a lot of time with myself and understanding, like, what I like and what I don't like and what I really want to do in the future. And y'all, when I tell y'all, as soon as y'all find what y'all really want to do in the future, and you start putting it all together, and you start grasping it, and you start doing things that, you know, you have a passion for, that's when people are gonna come out of nowhere. I promise y'all, the second y'all do it, the second y'all figure yourselves out, and I feel like it happens when you're younger. Yeah, but it's like the second, y'all. But yeah, it's a very hard topic to speak about. I feel like I shouldn't have picked this topic because I'm just starting to, you know, see the differences. But I feel like this may help some people that need to hear it, you know, from me, instead of just, you know, reading it online, trying to figure out why you're not going anywhere in your career. It's because some people but yeah, you guys, yeah, I forgot what I was saying, but yeah, I think that's what I was saying. I just started to understand how certain people perceive me and how certain people may help me or bring me up. And I started to write down all my friends' names, and I started putting, you know, how they benefit me or how they bring me down. And I started just listing it all. And when you do that, it makes it kind of clearer. Like, if certain friends are just certain friends for this moment, you know, it might just be a moment thing, you know, unless somebody is, you know, daily checking in on you. It doesn't have to be daily. I don't know why I say that, but just somebody that checks up on you all the time, you know. You know, they ask about your family, they ask how you've been, things of that nature. People that, you know, you know, just genuine friendship, genuine people, genuine friendship, not people that linger because of trauma or linger because, you know, you're doing something for them. You know, yeah, it's, like I said, it's pretty hard to determine who those people may be, but yeah, I feel like once you figure that out, that's when you gotta start deleting people off your contacts, unfollowing people on your Instagram, because if they don't help you, why, you know, why are you still following them, or why you still have them in your contacts if you're not gonna, you know. But yeah, and one thing about Instagram, I have not been on Instagram like that, or any of my social medias like that per se. But I did unfollow a couple of my friends from the past, you know. I did unfollow them just because I feel like I don't really like to follow up on people's lives when I know that I don't know them that well. Like, they're not in my circle of people that I would rely on if I'm in jail or something like that, you know. That's what I thought of it, like, I mean, as if I went to jail today, like, who would be that friend that could, you know, ask their family for money for me or something like that? You know, who can I depend on? Who is a dependable, genuine friend, you know? Like I was saying about the Instagram thing, I did unfollow a lot of people on Instagram just because I don't want to have to follow up on somebody's life, you know? I don't want to see that. And, you know, it's just, I feel like it's just extra space, honestly speaking, and that's not harsh. That's not a harsh thing to say, but Instagram is Instagram, you know. It's not really, you know, that important of an app to really care, honestly, but Instagram is Instagram. I feel like, you know, if you don't talk to somebody on Instagram, unfollow them. If you don't talk to them at all, if you haven't seen them in a year, you know, y'all don't communicate at all, you don't even have their phone number, why are you still following them on Instagram, you know? It's just, you know, yeah. Just like that. It just, you know, and it was like as soon as I unfollowed certain people on Instagram, they started messaging me like, why you unfollow me? Like, you don't fuck with me no more. I didn't mean to cuss you guys. I'm working on my cousin, actually. But it was like, you don't talk to me no more. Like, you don't mess with me no more. And I was like, no, I just feel as though we don't, you know, we don't have a genuine connection anymore. Maybe we've grown apart, you know, but we don't even live in the same state. If I were to call you right now and told you about my day, you know, it would feel awkward because we don't have that genuine connection anymore like we used to, you know? And sometimes that happens, but, you know, you just have to move on because, you know, there's more to life than just Instagram and things of that nature. Yeah. But yeah, they're like, you know, why you don't talk to me no more? Like, are you mad at me? Like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? And I'm like, no, not at all. You know, we're just growing apart. And I don't want to have to, like, stalk you all the time, you know. And you're not even in my life anymore, you know. You're not in that circle. You're not in my personal circle anymore. So, you know, why am I still following up on you? That's literally all it is, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's nothing personal. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I feel like if you want to start that, if you want to begin that journey of yourself, that's probably where you should start, because I feel like it's the easiest, you know, because I feel like everybody is always on Instagram, you know, that's the easiest way to start unfollowing people that, you feel like you don't need to follow anymore, per se. But yeah. And then, oh, this, I'm so glad I thought of this. It's a lot of people that actually watch your Instagram and pray for your downfall, you guys. That's why you have to be careful what you post, and you have to be careful how much of your life you're posting on Instagram. Because people will try to, you know, swing through your life when they see that you're, you know, doing something for yourself. Or if you post something. If you post something on your story, or you post on Instagram at all. And, you know, me as an artist, you know, if I post something and I'm like, oh, I'm in the studio with Drake, it's going to be some people, you know, that want to reach out and be like, oh my gosh, you're talking to Drake? You know, how you been though? And, like, I'm literally telling you guys. I'm telling you guys, it's really hard to see who those people could be, but sometimes, they are easy to see. They're easy to pick out from your circle. They're easy to see. But yeah, you just have to be mindful of the people you just put in your life or give access to you and your energy. You know, everybody has different energy, everybody has a different aura, you know. And I feel like me, since I've been by myself for a while, and I'm not talking about relationship wise, oh my gosh, I'm not talking about relationship wise, I'm saying, like, just as an individual, just being by myself, you know, I'm starting to attract certain people because I'm by myself, and because I'm not, you know, with everybody else, people are like, you know, what's going on with her? Like, let me see what's going on with her, because, you know, she's always by herself, instead of just being, you know, in the middle of everybody's conversation all the time, or being around people all the time, you know. Yeah, I've been by myself, and I've just been attracting a lot of different friends, a lot of different friend groups, you know, that I can relate to so much, and it's really crazy. But yeah, it's really crazy to me to see the difference. Yeah. It's crazy. And I hope that other people can find that comfort in people, you know. And I hope that you could find what you could always find what you want. You could always find, you know, based on what you like to do or what you like in general. You could always find what you want to do in the future. So just figure it all out. Take your time. Take it one step at a time, one day at a time. You know, it's okay. It's okay to fail, but don't stay there, you know. And, you know, keep bad energy away from you, because bad energy is not good for how high you want to go or how much you want to grow. Do not keep people that want you to be depressed and down all the time in your life, because they're going to keep you down. They're going to do what they can to keep you down. I promise you that. They're going to do what they can to keep you down. So just, and stay consistent, because as soon as you stop being consistent and you start being comfortable, it's really hard to get back up, because you're so comfortable, you know. And I've been in that phase as well, which is another episode I really want to talk about. Consistency is key, you guys. I promise you, consistency is key. And it's going to show in the end. I promise you guys, it's going to show in the end. So, yeah, I think I touched on all the points that I wanted to get across in this topic of distractions and things of that nature. Next episode, it's going to be talking about, like, this generation and how, we're normalizing things that shouldn't be normalized. That's just my unpopular opinion, you know. But you guys make sure to follow my Instagram at Poetic Lover J, PoeCiClovERJAE. Yeah. And if there's any topic that you guys want me to brush up on or talk about, definitely DM me. And I do not mind, you know, talking about it. Yeah, this was episode 1. And I can't wait to grow in this podcast, you know, and connect with you guys. So, yeah. Bye. I don't know how to end the podcast, but yeah. Bye, you guys.